body. People, this is spirit. This is walking in the spirit. Nothing spooky about it. You with me?
Amen.
But how many of you know that's a discipline? It's a discipline. And I can tell you right now that the things of God are discipline. Jesus said if you're going to be His disciple, you had to be disciplined. He said it like this. You have to deny yourself. You have to hate anything else, whether it's your father, your mother, your wife, your children, lands, possessions, whatever. You have to hate that compared to me. In other words, I have to be the priority in your life, and you have to put me above you. Die to you. And take that cross up to yourself, death to self. Take that cross up every day. People talk about bearing the cross, and they live in the flesh. No, the cross kills the flesh. That's what the cross did. The cross kills the flesh. So you see the flesh dead on a daily basis. Is that not a disciplined life? Do you know He said if you don't do that, you cannot be? He didn't say you may not be. He said you cannot be His disciple. There's a lot of people out here that are spectators. But true discipleship costs you your life. Because the genuine disciple is wanting to imitate the master, not just learn what the master teaches. He wants to be like the master. Now you have to understand this statement. How many of you want to be like Jesus? That should be 100% vote there. All of us should want to be like Jesus. We're to conform to the image. Have you ever read Ephesians, the fourth chapter? We're to grow up to the measure, the fullness of the stature of Christ, conforming to His image. Okay? To where when people see you, they say, they've been with Jesus. Now, what's it said about Peter and John? They've been with Jesus. Why? Because they're acting like Jesus. I wonder if there'd be enough evidence to convict us in a court of law that we're acting like Jesus. I think the church would get the case thrown out of court because there wouldn't be any evidence there. Isn't that a sad indictment against us? Because we're not walking in spirit. We're following the flesh. We're identifying with Adam. I understand flesh came first. But the Spirit came afterwards. So, are we going to hold on to the flesh? Or are we going to release the flesh and go for the Spirit? That's the key. You can't hold on to both. You got to let the world go if you're going to go after God. And I find that most people in the church today are trying to hold on to the world. Even to the point the churches are bringing the world into the church. It's compromise. Well, let me tell you what your compromise is doing. You're losing. You're not gaining anything. You're losing. You're losing. You've left your first love. You know what He said about that? He said, you repent. Well, I'll take the candlestick away. I'll remove the candlestick. I'll remove the church. I don't need a church that's not representing me. Think about it. God doesn't need a church that's not representing Him. Because it'll be misrepresenting Him. And that's what most of them do, many of them. The only way to be freed from the Adamic race is to die. Now, you can get a picture of this in the 7th chapter of Romans, read verses 1 through 4, where he's talking to those who know the law. And just paraphrasing this, he said, the law says that if a woman marries a husband then she's bound to the husband as long as he lives. The law has her bound to that husband as long as he lives. But if the husband dies, then she's released from that law. And she can marry anybody she wants to, in the Lord, obviously. But she can, they didn't even say that. She could get married again. There's no condemnation. Right? He said in this way, now think about this, the husband had to die. We were married to the law. Adam's flesh. Law governed flesh. The law always hanging over you. Right? Well, the law's righteous, true, and holy, and the law's not going to die. But what if you die? The law has no jurisdiction over you. The law has no jurisdiction over anybody in the cemetery. Does it? No. So what does he say? You have become dead to the law, so for the purpose of getting remarried, you die to that husband to be married to this husband. You die to the law to be married to grace, to Jesus. Now, what's the purpose of being married to Jesus? Produce fruit. To produce fruit. How much fruit are we producing to Jesus? See, we die. Where there's no law, there's no sin. Do you understand that? That's why people say, well, what happens to a baby when he's died? He's innocent. He's innocent. There's no law. He's not violating any law. There's no law over him. He doesn't know right from wrong. You understand? So he's in an innocent state. But when that child grows into an age to where that child knows right from wrong and is accountable for its actions, now we're talking about a different story. Okay? So what did Jesus do? He took the law out of the way, Colossians the second chapter, and nailed it to his cross. The handwriting of the ordinances that was against us, what was that? What was against the people? The law. Because the law was condemning you to death. Right? So he took it out of the way in his body. Now here's how he took it out of the way. He fulfilled it. Once it's fulfilled, it's no longer needed. Right? So he fulfilled it. Now, if we identify with Jesus and we walk after the Spirit, there's no external law governing us. There is the internal Spirit of God governing us, and we will live in excess of the law. The law said, don't kill. We'll say, I can't hate. Know what Jesus said when he did his teaching? You've heard it said, you know, if you shall not murder. I'm telling you, don't. If you hate in your heart, you can't hate. Or you can't commit adultery. I'm telling you, you can't lust. So which is better, law or grace? Grace has a higher standard. I don't know why these grace people don't teach that. It has a higher standard. It doesn't liberate you to do your thing. It pulls a tighter rein on you so you'll do God's thing. That you'll be good representation before the Lord. You walk in the Spirit. You're identifying with the Spirit, not with Adam. You die to the flesh. You're born again. And you live that born again life. And this is accomplished through death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. I'm resurrected. It's not enough just to die. Not a lot of glory in dying, but let me tell you something. It's powerful when you have a resurrection. And there's a resurrection that's taken place in us. We're in Christ because God has placed us in Christ. God put us there. And don't, you don't have to feel saved to be saved. If the Word of God says, I do this and I do that, whether I feel anything or I don't, if I believed it and I acted on what I believed, it happened. Because God can't lie. So feelings are irrelevant. Now, stay with me. I like feelings, okay. But feelings dominate people. Feelings get you in the flesh. And a lot of people don't step out for God because they don't have the feeling. They don't have the goosebumps. They don't have the rapid heart rate. And I used to be one of those, that I was dependent on those type things. Well, I was a baby sucking on a bottle, so the Lord honored that. But one day He weaned me from the bottle. Act on the Word. Act on the Word. Have faith in my Word. And so now, He expects me to step out on what I hear, not on what I feel. That's what I mean by feelings are irrelevant. You're spiritual whether you feel it or not. If you've done what the Word of God says, you're born again whether you feel it or not. Are you ready for this one? And you're healed whether you feel it or not. Amen. It's in the Spirit. And you'll never see it in the flesh until you get it settled inside. Whether it's you, me, or anybody else. It has to get settled in here. You call the things that are not as though they were. Isn't that just like God? Even God who quickens the dead and calls the things that are not as though they were. Romans 4:17. Right? What did God say about Abraham when he was childless? Father of many nations. Father of many nations. What did Abraham say about himself? Changed my name from Abram to Abraham. I'm the father of many nations. He believed God. God said He was going to bring nations out of him. Kings would come out of his loins. Let me tell you something. When you believe God enough to get circumcised, you believe. He believed first. He believed first. And it cost the flesh something when he did what God told him to do. You with me? You act on what? What did he act on? Feeling? The Word of God. He acted on the Word of God. He stepped out on the Word of God. Now, He is the Father of those who believe. In other words, we are to follow the example of Abraham, and when God speaks, step out. I could tell you a lot of things personally that everybody around me thought I was out of my mind. When I went home and told Sherry, the Lord said that it was time for me to leave work and go into ministry. Salary to nothing. She said, I said it's time for me to leave secular work. Just go ahead and turn my resignation in. How do you know? I said, the Lord said to. I'll tell you one thing, you better know it was the Lord. I knew. And because I knew, it wasn't hard. You understand? It wasn't hard at all. I knew it was God. And God has done things in my life like that. Most people don't understand this, but, you know, for you guys, if I've ever ministered to you, It would be rare for it to be by feeling. It's just the Lord dropped something on the inside of me. Just a word. Now what am I going to do with that? It's my choice. I can talk myself out of it. I can do all the what ifs. Are you sure? You know, I mean, some of the things. Or you can say what God says. And I'm going to tell you what, it's not always easy. I mean, you've got to get on top of the flesh. The flesh says, you don't want to say that. You don't want to do that. Stay in the Spirit. Don't entertain the flesh. Entertain the Word of God. Entertain the Spirit of God. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the desires of the flesh. It's been there all along. Well, I'll stop there, and I guess we'll pick up somewhere around the summary of this particular area, and then we're going to go into another area next session. Okay?